Hello?
Hey, Mark John over at Local Splash.
Hey, man.
So sorry, man. We're having a bad storm over here, and it messed up everything. So I appreciate you, on your patience there.
Okay.
But here's the good news. I did talk to my techs as well, too, just to make sure. Now, the domain that you bought, I mean, I remember you mentioned you had two.
Yes.
Were they from, because the only one we cannot work with is from Wix. Do you know where you got your domain from?
GoDaddy, I believe.
GoDaddy? Okay. That's one of the ones that we actually do work with for sure, that they mentioned specifically. So I can guarantee you that we can work with this website.
Okay. Yeah. Now, let me clarify. There's a difference between hosting and file compilation. The GoDaddy site is the one, that's where I bought the thing. And what happened, I believe, and I don't know the internet web business, but I think they contacted GoDaddy and said, kind of, what are the parameters of developing a site for this domain? And they were given that, which is, I presume, what your guys would do the same thing. They'd say, what do we got to do to fit with your domain? And then they gave the data and then they presented it. So we presume that is going to work, yes, based on that, presumably, two people called GoDaddy and they give them the same data and then they go from there. Okay. So you talked with your tech guy. He said,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
We can work with GoDaddy.
He actually specifically said GoDaddy, so we can.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So now, so if I'm reading this correctly, you're suggesting we should go ahead and do this. You should send the file to our tech guy after we've done our arrangements, and then he can then confirm that, we'll put the website up, I guess, something like that. Is that what you're saying we should do?
Yeah, so what I will do is ask you a few questions just to make sure to confirm the business name, the address, all of that right now. So I'm going to make what we talked about earlier, your Google profile page. The more information you give me today, the more easier it is for our techs when they give you a call to go over all the content. It makes it a lot more smoother. Again, we ask for a one-hour window. We like to under-promise, over-deliver on that. But depending on how many questions you have, it can take up to an hour. They will call you from an 877 number, so just make sure you have that window open for them, and they'll go ahead and go over everything and make sure that's up for you. Okay? I can look on a schedule right now to see what best fits for you as well, too, to get that going. Now,
okay.
I do see... Does Monday or Tuesday work better for you?
Tuesday's better.
Tuesday? Okay.
Yeah.
Tuesday's the 30th, right? So let's do that. What time on Tuesday? Morning.
11 o'clock.
11 a.m.?
Yeah.
How about it? Is it all right if we do it at 10 a.m.? Does that work, 10 to 11? Is that okay for you?
If they text me first, yes.
Did they text you? Actually, I think
a lot of companies nowadays, they text first because they really want to make sure that they're connecting up.
Yeah. I mean, we could email you to confirm all that as well, too. I'll put in the information on the school profile page so that way they look at that before they give you a call to know what they're dealing with as well, too. So it's not like they're jumping in and saying, hey, how's it going? I don't know anything about you, right? So
yeah, go for it.
All right. Okay, so I do 10 a.m. to 11. Okay, and Mark, what is the best email for them to go and send information and invoice and all that?
Mark, M-A-R-K.
Mm-hmm.
At Delta Built with a T.
I think I'm going to have that stuck in my brain for a long time now.
Well, it's really easy to mishear and hear Delta Build. And
right.
I always just say with a T, and then people always get it, and that's just how I've done it. Because it is a very, let's just call it tricky situation where they sound very similar.
It can, yeah. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that earlier, too. I'm sure we're going to go ahead and fix all that for your online presence there. Make sure it's very consistent and get you going. So that way you actually get to see the fruition for your business. Unlike before where you had, when these guys were being sent to Florida over there. So.
Yeah. I don't think that when the original webpage, the one for the 6K was being paid for, which is the 500 in a month, that was a problem, because the Delta built presence with the T was like there was a website for it.
Oh, okay.
The internet can't find anything under Delta built. Then it thinks, oh, you must mean Delta build. And so they drop, use a spelling error kind of algorithm to jump you someplace else.
I definitely see that.
Whatever. So yeah. When we have our website up, the tech guys will have the website active, then they will just dump you where you're looking to be, which is Delta built.
Exactly. Yes, sir. We want to make sure, because if they type that in, they'll find you. Again, also, if they're looking for your services, they'll find you on that first page as long as they're in your area and they're typing in those words that you choose, okay? So
yeah.
You just got to make sure when you talk to these techs, you let them know. Of course, before you do that, I'm going to go ahead and ask you some services, the hours, operations, things like that, so they have the basic foundation already, and they're not just jumping into it from scratch, okay? Now, Mark, how do you spell it, your last name, sir?
Webb. W-E-B-B.
Double B? Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And then the best phone number, is this phone number your business phone number or cell phone number?
It's the only phone number.
Only phone number? All right. They'll give you a call on this number, again, from an 877 number, so just make sure you have that open for them, okay?
Yeah. If they call in that window, I take all calls. It doesn't matter who they are. Anybody calls that number, I answer. I may not talk to them long, but I will definitely talk to them.
Perfect. Good. And, Mark, I have the address here for 11249 Jacinto Avenue. Is that correct?
That is the address, correct?
Okay.
That's basically the office. It's in Silmar or whatever, yeah.
In Silmar, California.
Yeah, it's not where I do roofing, but it is where.
That's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as we have that physical address. And, again, if you don't want that address put onto the web, let us know. We'll make sure we don't have to show it, but we do need to have an actual physical address ourselves, though, okay? Zip code.
Okay, well, I don't want it shown, actually, on the web page, because I don't think it's conducive to people, some people think that they want to deal with a local guy, and so seeing that you're not local shuts down some opportunities. So
of course,
that's kind of the thing.
Okay. And I just want to make sure the zip code 91342, right?
That is my zip code, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to fill out a few other things here. All right. Okay, so I'm going to go over a couple of things for the text, like I said. Just make sure so they're not starting from scratch over there. Now, we have the schedule for Tuesday for them to give you a call. Man, where did this month go? It went fast.
Yeah, it all depends on what your viewpoint is. But
jeez.
How about the year 2022? This is August.
Right.
I mean, what happened to that year? Oops.
Good point. All right. Touché, man. All right. Let's go over some of the services that you want to go ahead and put up there that you want to be known. Name some off for me. Obviously, roofing on there, right? But
well, commercial and industrial roofing.
Okay, come on. Commercial and industrial. Roofing, okay.
And then roofing,
repair.
Same thing, and repair, I guess, if we wanted to add and repair to that.
Okay.
Inspection, roof inspection, and consultation.
Transportation. Reroof, I'm assuming, too?
Well, actually, the customer who's calling for an inspection doesn't know that they need a reroof. They just want to know what is my roof condition, like what might I need or do I need, and they want it on salt. So he doesn't have a reroof focus.
Okay.
So they want to know. So that's why I don't add the word reroof there.
Okay.
You know, 46 years experience.
All right.
That's definitely a big plus.
Well, of course, yes. And that's another thing you want to tell the techs on there, make sure they have on there. And then I'll put in a note to you that to go over and make sure that they don't put your address on there, okay? So hold on.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Not the end of the world if they do. I mean,
the more the merrier. You're paying for it, right? We want to make sure we do the right service for you, what you want, right?
Okay.
It's got to be accommodating to you. Now, Facebook page. Do you have a business Facebook page? I forgot on that one.
No, I don't. I don't have a lot of social. I'm not a social media kind of guy. I'm almost 70, and I tend to be old school that way. I mean,
that's okay.
I go back to the yellow pages before the fax machine and before the pager. So, you know, unless I'm like the old guy. So,
young at heart, man. All right.
It's all good. But the whole point is that, no, I don't have Facebook. I don't have any of those other social media sites, mostly because I think they're for shit, but that's a lot of women love that crap. They just love to sit there and look at all that stuff. I don't give a shit. It's like, I don't care about some kitten that's fucking going in the tub, you know?
Oh, my God. Mark, I love it, man. I haven't been on Facebook in 3 years myself. I was like, why am I even on this thing, man? It's good to hear this, man. All right. And I'm going to make sure they use your domain as well for your website on there. Now, do you have the domain on you by any chance? Are you able to access that?
I don't know what you mean by that domain. My domain is deltabuilt.com. deltabuilt.net.
Which one would you like to use?
Com.
Com? Okay. So I'm going to put deltabuilt.com. Okay. All right. And then here. And you said you just want to stick with Vernon area, correct?
Yeah, Vernon and surrounds. Basically, I don't know, you're probably not looking at a Google map of Vernon. It's essentially commercial and industrial buildings.
I visit out there quite a few, man.
Lots of apartments all over, but these are substantial building sizes as well. They're 100,000 to 500,000 square feet, which is the kind of job that I want to be doing at this point in my career. And I don't really want to do Granny's Garage, so I'm kind of excluding those.
Yes, sir. Okay. I get it. You know, I don't remember California that well, but as younger, I used to live out there. And, I think you're probably – is it Marina Del Rey by that area?
Marina Del Rey is down by the ocean. It's a very nice place. Got a nice climate. If I was living down there, I probably wouldn't be moving or, I would stay. Because it's really a nice – when you're by the ocean, it's about 10, 15 degrees cooler. There's the nice breeze. You got the ocean nearby. So it changes the quote-unquote Southern California experience. I'm up, maybe 10 miles inland. Tends to be, hot and sweaty, so to speak, but dry.
Well, that dry weather, I couldn't handle it, man. I don't know.
Well, Tampa's like humidity, like, ugh.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. All right. Now, far as the hours of operations, what days, what time?
Basically, 9 to 5, 6 days a week. Exclude Sundays is fine.
Okay, I got 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right, Monday through Saturday. got to have some days off, right?
Well, actually, people call me anyway. Those hours of operation, I don't think they're old school concepts. People don't focus on that. If you want to call the guy, you call him. You don't give a shit. If it's 8 o'clock at night, you need him, call him.
True that. And roofing doesn't come with, like, you know, oh, kind of call them on the perfect timing. No, that happens on the worst timing for you. if they don't urgently need you, they'll call you. But if they urgently need you, they'll make a call like right there and then. Now, far as payment integration, how do you accept payment from your customers? Is it cash, check, card, PayPal? What do you do?
Well, I have obviously, I don't have credit card because of the fee. I could arrange to get it, but people don't want to pay a fee, and I don't want to give up 3% of the return. Just to answer your question, typically if you're doing a project and it's the size of buildings that we're looking at, it's almost always just check. It's commercial.
Yeah.
It's check. That you,
yeah.
Credit card. Oh, I want to charge $100,000. Well, okay.
Yeah,
you got a credit card for that? No, I don't. Okay, well then, write a check.
Yeah,
so,
I got you.
So, and cash is ridiculous. Nobody pays $100,000 in cash. So, well, I suppose some people do, but they're drug addicts, right? I don't deal with those kinds of folk. So the answer is the normal and usual business transaction.
Okay. All right, I'll just put check on there for right now. And if you need to change it, just let us know, okay?
Unless you put bracket drug addicts cash, okay. Just kidding.
I'm going to do it for kicks and gigs over here, man. No, I'm kidding. I got you. Mark, also, I sent the Google invite on the Google Calendar to your email. Can you take a look at that for me? Make sure to confirm at the right time. Okay.
Just a second. Looking. One second. Okay. Not yet. Let's just do send receive. Let's see what we get. Okay, JSEO. Is that?
That's my real last name, man. Okay.
No. I'm just trying to make sure that I have.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I do have this and reply for. Do I just say yes? Maybe there's no link.
Yep. Just hit yes. Now I'll confirm it.
Yep. But it doesn't. There's no like little button guy to hit link.
Not even on the yes.
Oh, I'm the top, very top, it says accept.
Yep. Yes, okay, there it is.
Send response now. Okay, so I accept. That's what it said. Okay, now it's gone.
There you go, you're set. You're set on that end over there. And I'm going to make sure, personally right now, that there's no other charges going through. There's only going to be the one time is $199 a month. There's no one-time extra fee. I knocked that off for you. You know, again, I'm just making sure you know that I'm keeping to my word on that, okay?
Okay, and you did say it was a two-month adventure, and we're going to revisit it at that point.
You got it. 2 months in the beginning, and then also it's just month-to-month from there. And, again, you're going to love it. You're going to be with us for a long time, and I can see that. So let me make sure I got this here. I got that built. Now, far as the card that we're using today for that, I want to make sure that I have everything information correct on my end. The first name and last name is just the same, right? Mark Webb, W-E-B-B.
The card we're going to use is going to say Delta Built on it.
Oh, Delta Built as a company name? Okay.
Yeah. The actual card says Delta Built Services, Inc., but I think Delta Built will probably be fine.
Okay. And is it the same phone number and address that we went over earlier?
Everything's exactly the same. No surprises.
All right. And then as far as the payment method, is it MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 5154-0400-0058-8516.
And expiration in that?
0822. And then in a couple of days, I'll have another card, and I'll give you a new date. But this is the one that it says right now.
Okay, perfect. And then the security code on that?
199.
All right. Address is not to support. I mean, I put something in wrong here. 11249 Jacinto Avenue, Sonoma, California, 91342.
Why does that work?
Let's see if there's something here. You said it was for Delta. Maybe it's because I didn't pull out the whole thing. You said it could be under Delta Built. What was the last of it?
Services, Inc.
Services. Inc. And then dot or no?
I'll tell you the truth. Just the actual comes up. It says Delta Built Services, plural. No period. Just Inc. INC. Yeah, no period.
Okay. And then, if you don't mind here, I'm going to do this one more time just in case on my end, because I'm going to confirm everything because it's just not, the system's not saying it's valid for me. I know it's something I'm doing. Phone number is 818-232-1337. I already went over the address with you on that. MasterCard, let's do the card, and you said it's August 2022. Security.
Okay, let me just get the other card. I haven't actually called in, but the same numbers. They have 0325. They're supposed to wait until the end of the month for the you can try this one and see if it I don't know if it's been activated or not, but it says it's good to the end of the month, which is obviously
okay.
August 22nd. The new one, which has the same card number, is 0325.
Okay, hold on. 0325.
That's the what do they call it? The period valid to. And then the code for that is 013.
Okay, let's see that.
They say I'm supposed to activate it, but either way, I mean, this one's supposed to work at the end of the month.
March 2025, 013. I'm not. It's not going through here to even. Add.
Okay, let's just do Mark Webb. Use the same thing, but put Mark Webb.
Yeah, let's try that. Let's take out the business name on that.
I normally don't have any problem with it, so. And now we're back using the 199 security code with good to the end of the month.
199. Oh, what was the expiration of that one? That was August then of?
22. August 22.
22, okay.
Which is this month, 2 days, 5 days, whatever it is.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, that's pretty, you're right on it.
So it's good to the end of the month, so I was going to wait to the end of the month.
Yeah.
Now we're pretty close.
Maybe I put the, let's try this. I got everything else, obviously, we confirmed all this stuff. Let's go over the card number one more time.
Okay, you read back what you have.
I can't. I can only read back the last four numbers for you. It doesn't say.
Okay, so.
Yeah, sorry.
The last four numbers. That's okay.
8516 is the last four numbers I have on there.
Okay, I'll give you the first ones. Here we're starting at the beginning.
Yes, sir.
5154.
Okay.
0400. 0058. And then the last four you already have, 8516.
Okay, let me try this again. August 22, 199 in the back. Back is not going through on that.
All right. That'll be something on your end. I used this card yesterday.
Yeah. No, I know that's probably mine.
I'm not trying to be mean or nothing, but, dude, this is like, if you can't charge it, you can't make any money.
Yeah. You're picking on me, Mark. Well, come on now. What's going on here?
Oh, I'm done. Like, you know, let's get this shit sorted here. Like, come on.
Yes, sir. Now, Mark, the company name I have, I'm going to try just with the company name. Then I'm going to see if that works then. Maybe that's what's going on because of symbols. Send address. So what it's telling me is the address is not supporting this.
What address are you using?
11249
Jacinto, spelled with a Jacinto. And sometimes they like to see the word Sylmar, not Lakeview Terrace. So Lakeview Terrace is a district within Sylmar, and they don't like to see Lakeview Terrace. But that's what it says on the sign when you're driving on the street. But put Sylmar, S-Y-L-M-A-R, as the city.
Okay. And is it Jacinto Avenue, though, or no?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Boom, that's what it was. Wow. What a difference, man. Okay. Blows my mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, what happens is, and so in the future, if this is a district, there's lots of places where the bigger town has a lot of districts in it, you know, like the State Hill or whatever. You know, go, oh, well, what the hell, where's the State Hill? It's in Beverly Hills. Oh, I didn't put Beverly Hills, and it'll work.
Yeah, there's so many cities in California. You can't keep up with that, man. All right, so we got to the last. Okay.
This is all over the place, not just about California. And people like that because it distinguishes them. You know, I'm in the States. So.
Yeah,
shit. You're still in St. Louis. So what the fuck, you know?
All right, Mark. So this is the part where we do the voice verification just to make sure you're very clear when you're answering the questions. Goes over everything. This is the protection for you that I was talking to you about, okay? To make sure we do our job as well. All right?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go over right now. So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Delta Built Services, Inc.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Mark Webb, President.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Great. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to cut right there. Make sure if anyone calls you asking for more money, you do not give them money. That's not Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go back to it. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 26th, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th of every month. In the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, I'm going to go ahead and process this payment for you. And then once that goes through, there's going to be an email that comes to you, and it's our last step, and then you don't have to hear my ugly voice over here anymore, okay?
All good, dude. We're fine. I'm fine. It's all fine, you know. There's no. I don't have any like bent on people, you know. I'm just you're doing your thing. I got it. I'm here. I'm doing my thing. It's all good.
Yes, sir.
We're all good.
Hey, you're straight shooter, man. I love it. All right, Mark. All right, so that payment just went through. Go ahead and take a look at your email. It should be an invoice in there.
Okay, one sec. Not yet, but it will be soon, perhaps. I'll send receive, see if we can get that out of the way. I got some text messages, but I didn't get an email yet.
Okay, yeah, it'll come from Local Splash on there.
There we go. Okay, Local Splash, we're good. So I am good. There's two. They're actually the same thing twice, I guess. Yeah. Well, oh, one says welcome, and the other says thank you for choosing. So
there you go. There should be one where it says terms and conditions on there.
Just 1 second, then let me see here. Your login credentials in 7 days, Local Splash Access Dashboard. And then this one says, click here to accept the subscription terms. So
yes,
that's
there
what
it is.
Click on.
You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's an electronical one.
Oh. It looks electronic. I mean, it's just a page at this point. There's no actual links on it. Oh, at the very bottom it says confirm signature.
Exactly, yes. There you go.
Okay, very good. Now click here and type your name. Okay, so then I do that. And the date, and then I confirm that's the signature. Now they're asking me for a username and login.
Perfect, right there. Yep, you won't have that. When the techs give you a call next week, they'll go ahead and build that for you.
Got it. So don't do anything with it at this point.
You got it. Yes, sir.
It says fill out this field and all that good stuff. So just leave that blank and leave the site then. Close it.
You got it. Yes, sir.
No?
Yep, you can close that out.
Close.
You're all set over here. I'm proud to say I'm the first to say welcome to the family at Local Splash, man. I know for a fact you're going to do well with this, and I know that we're going to earn your business for a very long time. And again, I'm your second form of contact, so if you can't get a hold of somebody, you need something, you give me a call as well, and I'll reach out to them myself if I have to, okay?
Send me a text with your phone number on it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for reminding me that. I'm going to do that right now.
I mean, 46 years in business is, it's not that complicated. It's like it either works or it doesn't. And ultimately, it's not personal. If you guys go for 2 months and no calls come in, I'm going to cancel. It's like, what the fuck?
Right.
It's like, not everybody's quote unquote promising, nobody's promising. Everybody's wishing it was good and nobody's, it's like, whatever, I don't give a shit. We'll give a shot. We take a shot. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, great. We'll move on. Next.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, please be open with us about everything, too. You know, that's the key thing is making sure that we get everything consistent to the way you want it being built, right? And that very first thing, like as an example, like these guys are putting – you're having build instead of built. We want to make sure to key in on those little tiny details to make sure these are really quality clients that are in your area that are looking for you. So that's what we're going to do for you, man. All right? But we got you all squared away.
The bottom line is a return. Calls in is good. No calls in, not good. So
sure thing.
It's not as complicated as it's mocked up to be, I guess.
Right.
yes, sir. Okay.
I can't wait to hear some good reviews from you, man. All right?
Okay, well, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for laughing at all my not and funny jokes. But it's all good. It's all good. We're good. We're having fun. Life is like that. Let's have fun.
It is. It is. It's beautiful. Well, it's a pleasure, pleasure meeting you. Pleasure talking with you. It really is, Mark. You take it easy. Have a wonderful weekend, all right?
Yeah, man. Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.